This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 343 for Monday, April 10th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ice futures canola market is mostly stronger Monday morning as activity resumes after the Easter long weekend. Grain markets were closed for Good Friday while many government institutions in Canada and around the world remain shut today for Easter Monday. Canola down $6 to up $4.50, most contracts higher. The May contract up $4.50 at $775.90 per ton. Overnight gains in Malaysian palm oil lent spillover support, although the Chicago soy complex is mixed and European rapeseed was untraded. The Canadian dollar is slightly weaker, and that's providing some underlying support. Fund traders are still holding a large net short position in canola, but were busy covering those positions in late April or in early April, according to the latest data. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with positioning ahead of tomorrow's monthly USDA supply-demand report behind some of today's activity. Soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged, but the bias lower in early activity, May down 2 cents at $14.90 per bushel. General expectations ahead of tomorrow's report are for tightening world and U.S. soybean ending stocks estimates. Corn, meanwhile, is holding on to small gains in the most active months, May up a penny at $6.44.5 per bushel. Average trade estimates call for tighter world and U.S. corn stocks in tomorrow's report. Forecasts calling for warmer weather across the U.S. corn belt over the next week were a bit bearish, as that warming weather should allow spring seeding to start progressing. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed. Minneapolis down 2 cents in the May contract at $8.70 per bushel. Kansas City up a penny in May at $8.65 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 2 cents in May at $6.73.5 per bushel. Ongoing uncertainty over the Black Sea grain deal kept some caution in the wheat market. Trade expectations are for a slight increase in U.S. wheat ending stocks in tomorrow's report. Meanwhile, persistent dryness concerns in U.S. winter wheat growing regions did remain supportive, while excessive snow in the northern spring wheat areas may limit some seeding intentions. That's a look at the ice futures and U.S. markets for Monday, April 10th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.